My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. She's the girl that you call when you need a friendly smile. Small town girl, cute as pie. She'll make you fall in love. My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. My cousin Katie.
Coffee. I'm so glad I started using a French press.
Hey, Lena.
Hey, Marco. Have a cup of coffee. I made it with my new French press.
Speaking of French press, hey, what's missing? Where's your cousin Katie?
Well, that's funny. I haven't seen her.
Is that your laundry over there on the couch?
No, it's Katie's. Something is wrong. She's usually tidy.
She's a tidy girl, all right.
Oh, this isn't like her. Oh, are those clothes moving?
I thought it was just me seeing things.
Oh, God, don't be a rat.
A rat, or worse.
Boo!
Ah! Katie.
Gotcha.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Oh, Katie.
I just love Halloween, don't you?
Well, sometimes it feels like a chore.
What's your costume?
Oh, probably just dig a wig and heels out from under the bed.
Oh, Marco. Drag is the lazy man's Halloween costume.
Not if you're gay.
Well, it can be done with some finesse. Back in Ketchikan, when Rufus Alphonse went as Madeleine Murray O'Hare and his twin brother went as Simone de Beauvoir, they didn't just throw on a granny dress and a Cher wig. Regardless of what Mr. Mackerel L'Amour says, a thrift store is no place to... Oh, listen to me. I get all worked up about Halloween.
What are you going to be?
Oh, well, I want to represent Alaska, so I'll either be a big, hungry grizzly bear or the frozen corpse of a Klondike Gold Rush prospector caught in a nasty avalanche.
If you want to be something scary from Alaska, why don't you go with Sarah?
No, Marco. Don't say her name. That was a very dark time in Alaska's history.
Well, have fun. I think I'm going to skip it this year. Just stay home and watch something scary on the Netflix or the Hulu.
Oh, Lena, that just ain't going to happen. No one should be alone on Halloween. It's both sad and dangerous.
Why are we in Pioneer Square?
Well, first thing on the agenda is a zombie flash mob.
Ooh, flash mob.
I was suspicious of the whole flash mob thing until I realized it was just the same thing we did in high school in Mr. Browdick's, the civics teacher.
If you all take out your copies of the Articles of Confederation...
Every day for a week at exactly 2:10, we'd stand up and...
Then comrades, comrades!
Sometimes it was... Then...
Lobotomy!
Or, just out of the blue...
Country roads take me home!
Sounds fun.
Well, what happened to Mr. Browdick's?
Well, he got kind of jumpy and went to live with his daughter in Halifax, Nova Scotia. The point is, we didn't know we were on the vanguard of the flash mob movement. Then, of course, we grew up and took on adult responsibilities, put such foolishness away, which doesn't seem to have happened in Seattle, ergo flash mobs with grown men and women.
They aren't all grown-ups. Look, there's some kids.
Oh, perfect. Halloween is all about children. Kids, come here.
Hey, Katie.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
I'm Toby.
Maud.
Ruth.
We're triplets.
Would you like to hear a spooky story from Ketchikan?
Yeah.
Okay. One day, old man Sweeney was standing on his back porch when he heard something in the bushes.
All right, come out of there.
I got my rifle loaded for bear. If it's you pesky kids.
But it wasn't the pesky kids. It was the were-moose. A moose in all its 5-ton glory with crazy eyes and 20 feet tall, because this moose was standing on his hind legs like a man.
Oh. Yummy.
Were-moose!
He was frozen in fear.
You can't be real. You hoof devil.
And the were-moose bit old Sweeney on the hand. And he ate 3 of his fingers.
Ew.
And then he ate his toes.
Yay!
True story.
Katie.
It is.
The hind leg walking the eating people?
Oh, yeah. Well, what happened was when they arrested Seanette for running the you-know-what lab in her grandma's trailer when her grandma had the broken hip, they took Seanette but left the...
The Ethmay?
Yeah. Well, the moose tried it and, well, I don't have to tell you about moose not having much self-control. Biting people is just the beginning. Where the high school kids park over by the reservoir, there was a...
I'm Mandy. I'm in charge of the flash mob tonight. Katie, right?
That's me.
Victim or zombie?
Well, I think I'd like to start living and then get infected and go all brave.
Oh, I'm going to stop you right there. See, a zombie rots a little. Usually the soft palate goes pretty quick, as well as the nasal cavity. So it isn't brains. It's more brag. Everybody try it.
Brag.
Good.
You're Katie, right? I read about you in the slog.
What's up?
It's my fiancé, Robin. She was acting strangely, and now she's missing.
Okie dokie.
Katie, what will you do?
I have master Alaskan tracking skills. I'll find her. Come on. She wears Shalimar, right?
Yes.
Everyone, this way.
Oh, my God.
Okay, right here.
Oh, Katie, the waterfront has rats.
Oh, Lena, everywhere has rats.
Oh, hey, guys, come on.
Tonight sucks.
It isn't that bad.
You've made me hate Halloween.
Hi, guys.
Oh, aren't you Katie from Ketchikan?
Yeah.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
And you're Karen Finneyfrock, poetess.
Poet, actually.
What are you doing out on a night like this with 3 teens in tow?
Doing a little mentoring.
That's great.
No, that's not great.
It is the opposite of great.
It is ungreat.
We've been trying to find something local to inspire some ideas for Halloween poems.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, I decided we'd go to Lakeview Cemetery and see Bruce Lee's grave.
Well, doesn't the cemetery close at dusk?
Yeah, but...
Oh, Miss Finneyfrock, did you try to show the kids you were cool? You snuck them in?
Sneaked, but yeah.
And?
We couldn't find the grave.
We looked and looked.
We can't write about a grave we can't even find.
I tried to save the night. I thought we could catch the ferry to the peninsula.
Oh, Karen, were you really going to play the Twilight card?
Well,
doesn't matter. We missed the boat.
See, that's a great jumping off point to write about.
Oh,
well, never mind that now. You aren't safe here. Come with us. We have to find this man's fiance. Come on, in here.
Oh, doesn't this lead to the Seattle Underground?
Yep. Somebody drugged the security guard. We'll have to plunge ahead without him.
Oh, gosh. It's spooky down here.
Enjoy it while you can. Once Big Bertha starts up, all this will come tumbling down. Oh, I think we're under Pike Place Market and all of its ghosts.
Ghosts?
The saddest one is probably Princess Angeline, Chief Self's daughter. She lived in a little shack at the bottom of Pike Street. Her father was a great leader, and she took in laundry to survive. They say she threw rocks at kids who teased her.
Katie, you know a lot about Seattle's history.
Sure, this is my adopted home. I boned up on its stories.
See, kids, some people like stories.
Oh, Karen, don't try too hard.
Right.
Okay. Stay calm, friends. We got some zombies.
About the word zombie, I think it's more than a little insulting for people who actually practice Santeria.
Karen, we will talk about this later if we survive. Stay calm.
It's my fiance, Robin. She's a zombie.
Look, mister, there's only one way to save your fiance. Put this in her mouth.
But this is a pretzel.
For the love of God, do it!
Okay, here you go. Come on.
Oh, where am I? Cole?
Robin, honey, you okay?
What happened?
Well, you were a zombie until... Well, Katie, you're gonna have to explain.
It's a lesson we learned a long time ago in Alaska. The only thing that keeps any of us from turning into zombies is gluten. Bread keeps us human.
Oh, I went gluten-free and low-carb about a month ago.
Yeah. It's not uncommon here. That's why Seattle's underground is swarming with zombies.
They have us surrounded.
Oh, Katie, I can't find Marco. He's missing.
We'll find him later. Everybody, listen up. I've got donuts, rolls, toast, and wheat thins. Feed the zombies.
It's working!
Uh-oh! There's too many of them!
Oh, come on! Seattleites aren't a bunch of quitters! There's one more trick up my sleeve. The best way to get the most amount of gluten into them fastest is what?
Beer?
Yes! So if we can lure the zombies under a brew pub...
Like the Elysian!
Yes!
How do you lure zombies?
Well, there's a whole bunch of ways.
Sandbox Radio Howl was written by Scott Augustson, Elizabeth Heffron, Paul Mullen, and Wayne Raleigh, with original music composed by Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Howl was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our sound tech was Max Langley, and our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. Follow us on Twitter and catch up on any episodes you've missed at our website, sandboxradio.org. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial support of our audience members and listeners like you. Help us create future episodes with a tax-deductible donation at sandboxradio.org. Hope to see you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.